live at Trammell & Mills Law Firm in Anderson on Wednesday, October 1st for the kickoff to Tigers for Tatas. The Mickey Filer Show starts at 6, followed by Facts on Sports at 9. All proceeds from merchandise sales go to Dabo's All In Team Foundation. See you there.
Hi, I'm Michael from The War and Treaty. You know the jingle. Now discover the facts about Ozempic, a GLP-1. Only Novo Nordisk makes FDA-approved Ozempic. Learn about the real thing.
Talk to your healthcare professional today. Call 1-833-OZEMPIC or visit ozempic.com to view the medication guide and to learn more about Ozempic. Semaglutide injection 0.5 milligram, 1 milligram, and 2 milligrams.
Life doesn't wait, and neither should you. Aleve can help you deal with pain less throughout your day. Whether it's a long day on your feet, a demanding workout, or everyday aches and pains, you need relief that can keep up when pain persists. Aleve is here for you with longer-lasting body pain relief compared to leading OTC-branded pain relievers. With just one pill, Aleve lasts up to 12 hours. Don't let those aches hold you back from doing what's important to you. Use as directed.
O600, what's the O stand for? Oh my God, it's early. Speaking of early,
good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
They're all completely gassed! They've given it everything on the global bucket! Here comes Diggins! Here comes Diggins!
Diggins making the play around Sweden!
Yes!
Jesse Diggins,
yes!
To the line!
Yes!
And it is,
yes!
Jesse Diggins!
Goal!
Delivering a landmark moment that will be etched in U.S. Olympic history!
Hey, so how did it go today?
Pretty good.
Just when I thought I was out, pull me back in.
It's time for the Mickey Filer Show, here on The Roar.
SEC announces football schedules. Mateer to have hand surgery today. Guardians catch Detroit. Yankees and Mariners clinch playoff spots. And Mike Gundy out at Oklahoma State. A busy Wednesday show, so let's go.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so...
Good morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Wednesday edition of the Mickey Filer Show. Wednesday, September the 24th, 2025. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. A lot to do today. Our Arthritic Sports Medicine segment, 725. Dr. Steve Martin will join us. Can't wait to hear from the good doctor. 805, Dane Young, UGASports.com, previewing Bama and the Kryptonite coming to Sanford Stadium. 825, Andrew Oliphant, Director of Instruction at Katichi, going to talk Ryder Cup week. Ryder Cup now, we're 48 hours from teeing off at Bethpage Black. Can't wait. It's going to be a great show. Love to hear from you. Glad you're with us here this morning. Sam Jones is the producer of the very happy Sam Jones, who is now in a tie for first place with the Detroit Tigers. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Got a lot of work to do. Five more days. This is a six-game season, so...
Yeah.
We got off to a good start last night in probably the dumbest fashion, and I mean, this is saying something. You've watched plenty of my team's games by virtue of always playing them in the playoffs. Maybe the dumbest way they've ever won a baseball game.
I know you won 5-2. I don't know how what was dumb about it.
I didn't
see highlights yet.
Well, it's Scooble night, so
yeah.
You know there's going to be a level of five innings where Cleveland can't do anything, and
right.
That had happened again. Detroit gets two runs in the first five innings, And then it turns into an absolute crapshoot after that because Cleveland comes out, I want to say to open the sixth, and I'm going to make sure on that. Cleveland comes out to open the bottom of the sixth. You've seen this before. You've lived this. Stephen Kwan bunts, base hit. Angel Martinez comes up, bunts, base hit. But I want you to look up the bunt, and I want you to look up Tarek Skubal's play on this.
I'm watching.
Here it is. You're about to watch this on our television. Tarek Skubal right here lays down. He fields a bunt. He snaps it like he's Ryan Lithgow.
Oh, my word.
8 feet over the first baseman's head. Kwan goes to third. Martinez is on second. It's not even a good bunt, but Skubal fields it like a moron, to put it bluntly. Then Jose Ramirez comes up, hits at the weakest ground ball you've ever seen, but you're not throwing Jose Ramirez out. It's 2-1.
Well, the third baseman didn't go between his legs there.
Nothing he could do there either way. And then David Fry comes to the plate. Tarek Skubal is rattled. He hits him in the face with 100 straight on the nose. So he's got a broken nose. He's in the hospital tonight.
And Skubal is terrified.
Skubal loses his focus.
Yeah.
And shout out to Skubal because he said after the game, he's like, I texted Fry. He's like, he sounds like he's doing okay, but he's in the hospital. And then Skubal's lost his focus. So George Valera comes in to pinch hit. First pitch is in the dirt.
Yeah.
Gets away. And, of course, Jose Ramirez is on third. You're not getting him out. Jose Ramirez then moves up to third on the next pitch on a balk because, of course, he does.
Yeah, he's rattled at this point.
And then an infield single gets him in. And then in the seventh inning, Daniel Schneeman comes off the bench and drives in two more. It's probably the dumbest way they've won a game.
Yeah, that's the wildest win I've seen.
I don't know what the rest of the season looks like, what these five games look like, but Cleveland now has the tiebreaker. So if they are able to go 3-2 the rest of the way, by my math, I'm pretty sure they win. If they win the next two and then win one against Texas, they win the division.
Here's where you have an advantage. You have Detroit at home for two more games.
Yeah.
Then you host Texas while they go to Boston. Boston is – Texas still in the thing. Hope, you know, whatever. I don't know if they're eliminated yet.
Close, they got officially eliminated last night and shut down Corey Seager and Marcus Semien.
So there you go. And Boston's not going to be eliminated. They're going to be fighting for the playoff lives. So I would say you've got a better chance. At this point, you got the better chance.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, well, now on the ESPN stuff, you got only a 79.9% chance to make the playoffs, and the Tigers have 80.5.
Wow, that's fascinating that it's even that high.
And you got the tiebreaker, right?
They do. Houston lost last night as well, which is relevant to the wild card race. Seattle on a Josh Naylor 3-run double in the 8th clinched their division.
Yankees clinched theirs in a 2-out rally in the bottom of the 9th.
Boston's all but in at this point. It's going to be very difficult for Boston to fall out. So, realistically, it's between Cleveland, Houston, and Detroit for two spots. One of them's going to be guaranteed to the AL Central. I have no idea what these next two games hold against Detroit, but it has been fascinating watching Cleveland surge despite not being a very good baseball team, to put it bluntly, and Detroit just fall apart.
I think that you've given Boston – the Boston's only one game up.
They have a tiebreaker on Cleveland, though.
Okay.
So they're – I don't
but
think
do
they have
over
it on Detroit.
Detroit.
They do not.
Okay, so and they're only two games up over Houston.
Yeah.
So we'll see, man. We'll see. That's fascinating. It was a wild, wild night in Major League Baseball last night. You mentioned that Guardians and Tigers stuff. The Yankees two-run rally in the bottom of the 9th.
Caballero.
Yeah. And the Red Sox beat the Blue Jays, so now the Yankees are just one game back from the division. We made the playoffs for the 60th time, by the way. So it's one game back from the division. Braves win their 10th in a row.
Do you guys have the tiebreaker on Toronto?
I don't know. I guess, will you look that up for me? Because I don't even know how to look that up now. I guess I can Google all that, but it seems kind of hard to me.
Should just be whoever. Because
this is the first year of tiebreakers, or do we've done this last year?
I can't remember if they've done it a few years or not, but it's just whatever team has the season win rate.
I think Toronto's beat us like crazy this
year. I'll make sure.
Yeah. So, wild one, Major League Baseball. We can get it all into that. Mike Gundy out at Oklahoma State. You can kind of see this coming. Oklahoma State AD said it's best for the long term of Oklahoma State football. The 58-year-old Mike Gundy, who has been the head coach at Oklahoma State since 2005 and had a bunch of success there, won 170 games there, lost 90 games, 102-7 in conference play. The former player, former head coach now is at Oklahoma State. He's out. I hate to see it, but that's the right move, and it's where we are in college football nowadays.
The interesting part of this to me is that they asked Gundy if he would like to retire at the end of his contract or at the end of the year here and just play out the year, and he said no. So they fired him, which after last year, I was stunned he stayed around and they kept him around. considering especially what it looked like that roster was going to be this year and how atrocious. I mean, they're the worst team in P4, I think.
Yep.
And that's exactly what they are. The second longest tenured head coach, I think only Kirk Ferentz is above him.
But you know, he's only 58, so
it feels like he should be 70, but he's not. Yeah. I mean, he's going to go somewhere else probably.
Right.
I'm fascinated to see where else he goes, and I'm also equally interested to see how Oklahoma State fixes all of this, because I'll tell you, I mean, there's nothing redeemable about that team right now.
No.
They're
no.
abhorrently bad.
I totally agree with all that. John Mateer out for a month. He'll have hand surgery today, broken bone in his hand. This obviously wrecks his Heisman campaign, you feel like. But more importantly, Oklahoma, who's seventh in the country right now, they've got Kent State this week. They'll win without him. But then Texas at home on the 11th. They're off this week. And then Kent State next week.
They said he could, in theory, be back for that game if recovery goes very, very well. I'm betting that they are going to get him back as soon as humanly possible.
If, and this is what affects here in this state if you're a South Carolina fan, because on October the 18th, Oklahoma goes to Columbia to face the Gamecocks. That's big. And then think about this. Here's how they end the season. Besides the Red River rivalry against number 10 and then at South Carolina. But then they go, they host 13th-ranked Ole Miss, go to 15th-ranked Tennessee, go to 17th-ranked Alabama, host 20th-ranked Missouri, and host 4th-ranked LSU. So, got to get him back for that big stretch run. I will tell you that the playoff committee will have mercy on them in the Texas game, maybe South Carolina game, whatever games he misses. That's just interesting. And now, a big winner here, Mendoza, maybe some of the other Heisman candidates, because Mateer, I think, was the leading Heisman candidate until the broken hand. Now is going to miss a month of the season.
Michael Hawkins as well, going to get another opportunity after last year where he had zero people to throw to.
It was a disaster.
I mean, this could be a thing. Either Hawkins goes out there and plays well enough to keep him in the game against Texas, which seems very possible. Texas is not good. I mean, they're just not a great team right now. They could easily stay in that game. I bet we get to that point, and it's a question of, do they believe in Hawkins enough to rush Mateer back quickly? If you rush Mateer back, you're questioning if an injured Mateer, who's going to be very limited, if he's able to get back in 3 weeks for that game, is better than Michael Hawkins. And also, is it worth risking him re-injuring that? And if he re-injures that, he's donezo.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that goes. I think they can probably get away with it against Texas, even if they lose committee-wise. But yeah, after that, it gets a little hairy. You can't drop two.
All right, I want to ask you this question. We've got Saturday night. We have 7:30. We have a battle between NBC and ABC. Sam, what game has better ratings? NBC, 6th-ranked Oregon, 3rd-ranked Penn State at 7:30, are directly competing with it. ABC, 7th-ranked Alabama, 5th-ranked Georgia, 7:30.
Georgia.
You think?
Yeah.
Even though Oregon and Penn State, the West Coast watches that game more, the Northeast watches that game more, the higher-rated teams are there, you're thinking that Alabama and Georgia are a higher-rated deal.
Yeah, I'm going to bet on the SEC there.
Interesting. That's going to be the number one, and it's going to be close. Both will get about 12 million each, right? But and I'll have on both screens, but still. I didn't ask you what segment two is about today.
Segment two, one of my favorite segments, is early season edition of where we were wrong and where we were right.
Oh, wrong. Oh, we're wrong about Clemson.
Well,
South Carolina.
I was going to cut those two out of it because that could be a whole show.
Cade Klubnik and Lenore Sellers.
I know for you the last 2 days it has been a whole show.
Did you hear my stat about Lenore Sellers?
I did not.
Through four games, he had 166 yards and 2 rushing touchdowns against Clemson. Through 4 games this year, 3.5 for him. How many rushing yards do you think he has?
84.
17.
It's unfortunate because I think he did actually play well against Missouri. Comparatively
throwing
speaking,
the ball,
he played
much, except for the sacks,
yeah,
he took
played
those,
much better. He just hasn't been able to, or hasn't been running.
Took those sacks like crazy.
What a bad offense.
And then, but one thing I'll run by you, and I did a little bit of this yesterday. And oh, by the way, I have a Clemson thought. We'll get to that. And I don't have a lot of time today to get to it, but I'll introduce it today. We'll talk a lot about it tomorrow. Did you see the box score of the Indiana and Illinois game?
Yeah, I was not right about that game, but I was right about Mendoza.
Indiana 31 first downs, Illinois 9.
I couldn't believe it.
Indiana 579 yards, Illinois 161 yards. Indiana 312 yards rushing, Illinois 2 yards rushing.
What do we do with Indiana? I mean, we know what to do with Illinois after that. What do you do with Indiana?
That's the best win of the year.
I mean, it was a massacre. I was stunned. I thought that'd be a close game. I took Illinois. I thought Illinois could win the game outright, and Indiana came out and just...
They didn't have... It wasn't turnovers. Indiana had the ball for 39 minutes, 42 seconds. Illinois had it for 20 minutes and 18 seconds.
They gave Cignetti a legitimate NFL quarterback to run that offense, and he's got the talent around him. That team is disgusting.
It's unbelievable.
I don't know how that team's not ranked. Honestly, I don't know what win can possibly match that in the country right now.
Yeah.
All things considered, with how bad they did it. Maybe Illinois is not very good. They beat them by 55 points. Whatever they've got Indiana ranked higher, I could hear a justification to have them even above that.
They had a block punt in that game for a touchdown. But after that, 7-play, 75-yard touchdown, 7-play, 56-yard touchdown to E.J. Williams, former Clemson wide receiver, 4 plays, 80 yards touchdown, 9 plays, 65 yards touchdown, 7 plays, 75-yard touchdown, 9 plays, 44 yards touchdown, 8 plays, 69 yards touchdown, 8 plays, 67 yards touchdown.
21 of 23, 267 rather, 5 touchdowns for Mendoza. I mean, just perfect night. He played
unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable.
If you give Kurt Cignetti a good quarterback, have fun. I mean, that's their offense is as good as it was last year, if not better. It's got a higher ceiling, I think, now. It's the same thing for Indiana as last year. Can they compete in the trenches and win in there? I think they did fine against Notre Dame.
Let me ask you this. What's Illinois known for?
Mm-hmm.
Trenches.
Yeah. Brett Bielema don't get blown up in the trenches too often.
It's unbelievable. All right, let's take our first break. We'll get to segment two, where we're right, where we're wrong. A lot more wrong in there, I can tell you that. I do want to tell you about what's going on. Let me talk about commercial flooring with Carolina Flooring Specialists. You know, commercial flooring, they've got that acrylic flake system and the UV-resistant coat that they put on to make your floors last longer. For commercial kitchen flooring, you know, you got slips and bacteria and non-compliance issues to think about. Cleaning with this antimicrobial high gloss epoxy based floorings is awesome for kitchens. The auto dealerships and showrooms, you know, you got automotive fluids everywhere, machine oils and chemicals and harsh contaminants. This is easy to clean. You're gonna love that hospitality and retail flooring. So you want to make that showroom just shine. Restaurant flooring, you know, the kids are spilling drinks everywhere. What do? You just wipe all that up. Bathroom flooring, they do a great job from a commercial standpoint. So for traffic aisles and loading docks and machine shops and control rooms and battery rooms and locker rooms and for restaurants and retail and showrooms, and you're going to love this awesome commercial flooring for your business. Carolina Flooring Specialists, the people who have been doing it longer than anybody else, 404-8158, call them today, 404-8158. They've done Death Valley. They've done the visitor's locker room at Death Valley. And the showers and everything that comes through all that. Short break, we'll come back. Segment two with Sam Jones right after this.
Many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of a roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for 4 generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Accidents happen. If you've been injured in a car, motorcycle, or boating accident, you need to seek legal help as soon as possible. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, can evaluate your case to help you get the full compensation you deserve. The call and the consultation are completely free. Don't wait. Call today. 864-654-3680. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
If you're a home builder or contractor, you care about the bottom line. So dealing with a company that gives you the most competitive pricing on flooring products really matters. You expect them to deliver exactly what you ordered when you need it. That company is Greer Flooring Center. For quality service on your flooring needs, call Greer Flooring Center, 864-513-8212. Now with our new state-of-the-art showroom open at 5606 Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley.
Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Male is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch, not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Male today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our 8 locations. Low Country Male, making men men again since 2016. LowCountryMale.com.
Reed's Jewelers has expanded their Haywood Mall location, and it's because of their great customers. America's largest family-owned jeweler is in the same location, with nearly twice the showroom space as before. Shop the store and be amazed at how you'll save on diamonds, watches, and more. You're the reason Reed's has grown and moved into their new 21st century expanded store. Reed's Jewelers, delivering superior customer service. Next to Belk on the top floor in Haywood Mall. Online at Reed's.com.
Steve and Jerry here from the world-famous Beacon Drive-In in Spartanburg. Jerry, the Beacon opened back in 1946. How many years have we been serving great food at great prices?
Hey, Plante!
70 years. How many folks are we still serving every week?
Hey, Plante!
Well, like you always say, I like my job, but I love my customers. But can you say something other than hey, Plante?
Call it!
Join Steve
and Jerry
at the world-famous Beacon Drive-In, John White Boulevard in Spartanburg, where the food is still always good since 1946.
Hey Tiger fans, I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
Got a Tiger at Clemson? Make visits easier and invest in your future with a new home at Sunrise by Empire Homes in Pendleton, just 8 miles from campus. This family-owned builder offers spacious, personalized homes starting in the mid-300,000s with quick move-ins available. Build from the ground up and design your dream space with luxury selections available, or lock in a low rate on a quick move-in home today. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com. Your Clemson connection starts at Sunrise.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, working with Snyder Tree Care, it's not a hard proposition.
We want to make sure you know that we are here to serve you, to care for your need, and to do things extraordinarily well. I would put my guys up against anybody in this nation. I mean, we are that well trained. Not that we're arrogant. We just work really, really hard at training and taking good care of our clients. You can find us on the web at SnyderTree.com.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
What's up, everybody? Sam Jones here. It's rivalry week in the upstate yet again on the Tri-County Technical College High School Football Game of the Week presented by Ingles. The JL Man Patriots head on the road to face off against the Greenville Red Raiders in a Spirit Week matchup between two heated rivals. Join us live here on The Roar this Friday night and every Friday night, where every day is game day.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
105.5 and 97.5, we are The Roar. Where every day is game day.
My great friends at QC Kinetics want you to know that there are options out there for you. There are second opinions out there for you. There are alternatives to drugs or alternatives to surgeries. And when pain hits you, you know, it can be debilitating. And you want to get back to pickleball. You want to get back to golf, back to tennis, back to walking, back to hiking. And if you're facing possible surgery, well, get opinions, get second opinions. Now, the great news about QC Kinetics right now is they're going to meet you where you are. A smartphone, a computer, easy to dial up. The telemedicine video. You can call these good folks, have the video conference up with them from the comfort of your home or the comfort of your office. They're going to review your case, talk to you about regenerative medicine, see if that process can be started, see if they can help you, and see if they can find
another way to end your suffering. So call QC Kinetics today. Set this telemed visit up because better can start here today. 864-766-8454. That's 864-766-8454. Virtual consultations. It's fast, it's quick, it's easy, it's convenient. 864-766-8454. 8454. Get in touch with those good folks at QC Kinetics. Segment 2 with Mr. Sam Jones.
One of my favorite segments for you and I to do, because we get to make fun of ourselves while also acknowledging that every once in a while we do get things right. We do this in about every 4 week increments, I would say. We do it week 4, we do it like week 9, then we do it at the end of the regular season. Where have we been right and wrong so far this year, Mickey? And I'm going to throw, let's do a couple each side, where we have been on the right side of history so far from the offseason and how we viewed this year going in and where we have not. And I'm going to exclude Clemson and South Carolina from this because we could do an entire show and we'll do entire shows on that. We were clearly wrong about Clemson. I was wrong to a decent extent about South Carolina, but such is life for both of those teams at this point. What more can you talk about? But let's go otherwise. Let's go elsewhere in this country, Mickey. Let me start with you. Give us a place where you were correct in the offseason, and what was your logic, and why have you been right?
Boy, this is hard. Southern Cal so far. You know, I picked Southern Cal to be a playoff team, and they're now 4-0. I like what I saw from the quarterback at the end of last year, and I thought there's too much talent at the end. And they've got a big one coming up this weekend. They've got more big ones down the road. But what they've did in September so far is they've set themselves up to now be a factor. So that's one I was right about. I think Lincoln Riley has gotten an awful lot of flack in the last couple of years because he left Oklahoma and everybody hated him for doing that. He did the right thing. He went to a better football program. And now he didn't know he was going to the Big Ten. He didn't know he'd coach in 3 conferences in 3 years. But with that said, I think he's a good football coach. I think he's heading in the right direction. Southern Cal is where I was, one of the things I was right about.
What does Southern Cal have to do to continue that path for you?
Well, I think they got to get a little better defensively. Get up 31 to Michigan State. Now, and Jonathan Smith, who's kind of – was he auditioning for the UCLA job?
I don't think so. I don't think he's going to leave. But some people do.
A little bit better defensively. But the offense is rolling. I mean, the offense is one of the best offenses in the country, and they've got some balance there. You know, this Michigan State win, they had 234 through the air and 289 on the ground. They're running the football. And Lincoln Riley's teams, when they run the ball, that's one of the things they've missed here. They haven't been able to run the ball as well the last couple of years there, but they're running the ball again. They're a little bit better defensively than they have been. And it sets up now. They've got a run. They've got at Illinois this week, and that's going to be interesting to see just how wounded Illinois is. They host Michigan, they go to Notre Dame, then Nebraska, Northwestern, Iowa, they get Oregon on the road, and then UCLA. 10-2 gets you in nowadays, it seems like. And I think this team can win between the ranked teams now, Illinois, Michigan, Notre Dame, and Oregon. You go 2-2, they're in the playoffs.
I remain moderately unmoved by USC just because I haven't seen it against a high-level opponent. They've had the ball moved on them pretty easily at times by Michigan State, which has a good quarterback. Ayan Giles is a good football player. By Purdue, I think USC is probably a 9-10-1 football team. I don't know how they get there, though, defensively. They're going to have to win some shootouts. I do think they're capable of doing that.
Are we going to do more right about it? You want me to stop there? Because I got a couple more I was right about.
Yeah, you can go ahead. I was gonna throw one. I was just going to ping pong.
LSU.
Yep.
Missouri.
You were very high on Missouri.
Madam Chairperson. Those were ones that I feel like were right about as well. And look, all those teams, there's a lot to be – all these teams have done now is like set themselves up. We pay attention to them in October and then really November. But they have set the table, and the appetizers and the salad look pretty good right now.
Oklahoma is one I was very high on.
Yes.
Oklahoma I figured would be able to stop the run and complicate things in that front, and they have done exactly that. I mean, they took Jackson Arnold out of the game running the football the other day, and that's exactly how you beat Auburn, is you make Jackson Arnold throw the ball, and he did fine. He had a much better game throwing the ball than I think I probably even expected, but Oklahoma just kind of keeps finding ways to muck games up and win them. They've got 2 very strong wins now. Auburn and Michigan are both good wins. Michigan is a little bit better than I think I thought they were.
I'd agree with that.
And I was impressed that they managed to beat Nebraska in that game the other day. I don't know if Nebraska's ever going to beat a ranked team again. But Oklahoma was one I was pretty high on going in, and I was correct about that.
Now we'll see about Mateer.
Very early.
I mean, there's a lot of other good things that are going around. But that's a one-man turnaround.
Yeah.
He covers up
a ton on the offense.
Right, right. Because they still don't make a lot of mistakes, but he's so good, he covers it up.
Well, they also have wide receivers now that have a pulse.
Sure.
So having actual wide receivers for him to throw to is making a difference. The fact that Ole Miss has an electric quarterback, I was right about, but I got the quarterback wrong.
Yeah, we didn't know it'd be the backup.
Now, I don't think Austin Simmons is bad. I don't think he just kind of put himself or got stuck in an unfortunate situation here where Chambliss is just unbelievable.
Yeah.
I don't know what in the world he was doing at Ferris State, but it kind of goes to the old adage of if you're good enough, they will find you, and Lane Kiffin did. That seems to be a very interesting subplot for the rest of the year, and I'm fascinated to see how that game goes against LSU, because I got to imagine this is his job going forward. I don't see why it wouldn't be. So I was half right about that. I'll give myself half points. I think you and I both did a decent job getting everything in the ACC except for Clemson.
Yeah.
Georgia Tech has been very, very good. Miami has been very, very good.
Georgia Tech's on a playoff run.
Florida State's been very, very good.
I thought we were the only one to pick them. Everybody started picking them in the summertime, but man, I thought we were the first to pick those. Yeah, yeah. I will tell you this. I think you got an interesting game Friday night in Charlottesville. And, I like Chandler Morris. I like what Virginia's doing. I don't know if they can stay on the field with Florida State. But we were kind of high on – or I was kind of high on Virginia a little bit. Now, again, that's a tall task Friday night. But that's going to be an interesting football game.
Fernando Mendoza, I was right about as well, but that's about the extent of where I'm going to go with that. Where we were wrong, I'm going to start in the ACC here. I was wrong to varying extents here. I was super wrong about Duke. I thought Duke would be a lot better than they have been so far this year.
Me too.
They can't stay off the field.
Yeah, I thought Manny Diaz had it figured out, and I thought it's a tough place to play and all that, but defensively they've just been a mere shell of what they used to be, or where they were last year.
Horribly timed turnovers against Illinois. I thought the one thing that you could guarantee with them was going to be a Manny Diaz-led defense would be pretty good, and it just has not been good at all. So I'm not sure where they go from here. That seems like a situation where luckily you have Mensa more than likely next year as well and can build from that, but I thought they'd be a little bit better. Still anything in front of them to get an 8-9 win season. But
can I give you one I was wrong about?
Yeah.
Ty Simpson.
Yeah, Ty Simpson's in my list. We were wrong about Ty Simpson. Shout out to Ty Simpson, man.
72% completion percentage right now. Nine touchdowns, no picks.
In his bag.
Yeah.
Ty Simpson's been as good as any quarterback in the country.
Yeah, he's been fantastic. And he's been better than – they can't run the football. Yeah. Alabama can't run it. And that's why they're going to get ambushed Saturday night in Athens. But Ty Simpson so far, man, has been on point.
That was the follow-up. How heroic does Ty Simpson have to be to win that game on Saturday on the road?
Yeah, without a running game. Now, they get Jam Miller back, but Jam Miller's not anything what they've had there in the past. He's not Bo Scarborough or Derrick Henry or anything like that. So was 100% wrong about Ty Simpson. The other one, I feel wrong and right. West Virginia's terrible. But I got it right about the Pittsburgh.
It did beat Pitt.
Yeah.
You said they'd win a couple games on non-football reasons this year, and they have done that. That kind of led me into, I was so wrong about the Big 12, and I don't even care. Like,
Iowa State. Arizona State.
Arizona State's fine, and they're going to be fine. But I figured they'd drop one early in the season, just not having the same level of reliance on the run game, and they have run the ball pretty well with Gagne Udo this year, but... I figured they'd drop one early in the year. I did not think it would be to Mississippi State. I threw a dart at the wall here. I picked Kansas State preseason. They're the worst team arguably in this entire conference. At this point, I'm done believing in anything that they're doing. They have Avery Johnson. They don't run the ball. It doesn't make any sense to me. Texas Tech is the best team in this conference to me by a wide margin and looks like a legitimate threat to win a playoff game because their trench work is unbelievable. They are so good down low.
Yeah.
Their D-line is unbelievable. Their offensive line
what
has done more than they needed to do.
Impressive, man. That was one of the most impressive wins we've seen this season.
That was one of those where I was a little surprised. A lot of people were thinking that was going to be a shootout, when in reality it's elite offensive line versus elite defensive line, and usually in the trenches that slows these games down a little bit, and it did just that. I was stunned to see how well they did against Stampier, but that team looks nasty. I think they're a year ahead of schedule with all that money that they have in that recruiting class that's coming in. Next few years, they're in a good spot.
Let me give you one that this Saturday, because I want to revisit this. We didn't make any kind of statements, basic statements about Tennessee, but this game this Saturday, they go to Mississippi State. Mississippi State looks different. Levy's team, they're running the football. you know, all these air raid offenses, and Tennessee's the same way. When they can run the football, they present a ton of problems. Last year, Mississippi State couldn't run it. This year, they're running the football really, really well. The spread's only like 6.5 or something. I had to look and see if I got that right. But that's a football game this weekend that I'm very interested in. Keep an eye, Sam. I'm not saying. I'm just saying. Keep an eye on Mississippi State this weekend.
Quickly, a couple more that I was wrong about.
Yeah.
NC State's better than I thought they would be. Credit to them for that. I don't think they're good, but they're better than I thought they'd be. Can't get off the field.
Can't get off the field. The loss this past week to Duke really, because now you look at it and they've got Notre Dame, they've got Georgia Tech, they've got Miami, they've got Florida State.
Yeah.
Like, I think for them to go where they wanted to go, they had to win this past week, and they gave up 45 to Duke. Their defense is not very good. Now, Bailey's great. I think that Hollywood is great. Look, they got a good wide receiver group in Grimes, Nora Rogers,
Jolly.
The freshman Hoffman, I like him a lot, and Anderson. They've got great offense. Bailey's a really good football player. Turned it over too many times last week. But this is a team that can score. Just their problem is they can't get off the field at all.
Vanderbilt was wrong about them, straight up wrong about them. Really good football team. Did not see it coming. I'll eat that one. Credit to them.
Vanderbilt has become a physical football team. Vanderbilt runs the ball.
It's fun to watch.
Yeah.
They just don't do stupid stuff. And you kind of come to expect Vanderbilt to do dumb stuff. They don't.
They remind me a little bit of Georgia Tech in that they give you so many false reads in the offensive line and false pullers. And it creates so much misdirection and confusion and eye candy that they don't have to block you. You know, but I love that misdirection. I love what they do in the running game.
And then one final one that I'm going to call correct for now, but we're going to learn a lot about it this week, just because I said I think they'd be one of the most fun teams in the country and no one would watch them because they play at 10 o'clock every night. Washington's offense is unbelievable. It's the highest graded offense in all of football so far this year. They haven't played anybody, but they're scoring 40-50 a game right now. Damon Williams has been pretty untouchable.
You know who loves hearing about how great Washington's offense is?
Ohio State.
Florida.
And Matt Patricia.
No, Florida. Because Florida's next coach.
Jed Fish.
Is a former, he went to Florida.
Jed Fish loves to job jump.
But that's his alma mater.
Yes, it is.
Right? I think that's his alma mater. I know he's coached there, I think. I think I'm right with saying
I believe
that.
You are correct. I'll make sure during
Florida. If you're a Florida fan right now, you're not watching Florida football. You're watching Washington.
You're watching Damon Williams and Washington. We're going to learn a lot about that team here as a 9.5-point underdog against Ohio State at home this weekend. That will be a fascinatingly fun football game. Plus, it's in arguably the prettiest environment of all college football. So this should be a fun one.
He went to the University of Florida, graduated from the University of Florida in 1998.
Oh.
And coached high school in Gainesville and was a GA at Florida. Come on home. Jed Fish.
Hey, you can keep going on a list of things that I was wrong about. DJ Lagway. Goodness. I don't know how much of it's his fault, but he looks terrible. So that was one.
We were right about Virginia Tech and UCLA, though.
There were plenty we're right about, but it's more fun to be wrong.
Yeah. All right, short break. I do want to tell you here before we do this, we got an open phone line segment. I'm thinking about introducing a major topic for tomorrow's show. I might do it in the next segment. Ingles is an awesome, awesome company that's really just something I totally believe in. After the hurricane last year and the folks up at Black Mountain of what they went through, I was reminded of just how good they were and how many people they helped out, and I'm reminded of what they do in our school systems and our local communities. They're a part of the community. The savings you have, my Ingles Advantage card, I go down the aisles and look for all the savings. And to be honest with you, Sam, I don't buy too many things that aren't on sale. Like, I can find, if I need black beans, there's one company that's got black beans on sale. If I need ice cream, there's one company that has that. If I need some bread there, one company has that. And I'm always looking for that Ingles Advantage card and those savings. Do that, saving your gas as well. Ingles, when you're got an open date for Clemson fans, South Carolina headed down to host Kentucky. You got to have your tailgate stuff around the house. Got Ryder Cup stuff going to be maybe a little brunch, a little breakfast for the Ryder Cup on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We'll go by and get stocked up, take care of it over at Ingles. Sam, last night, did a little filet mignon, the thick cut filet mignons. to where, I mean, the inside, it's so, you know, we seared on the outside. The inside was still so rare because how thick those things are. Love it at Ingles. Love the prices. Love the savings. Love my great friends at Ingles. We'll take a break. Sam, I want to get into the Clemson football thing, and I'm going to mention something that we're going to talk more about in the next couple of days. And we just don't have a whole lot of time to get into it today. We might do almost a whole show on it tomorrow. But I kind of introduce the topic coming right back after this.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go. And that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
It's bow time. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, the Carolina Legend can make your tailgate a winner. We're talking crispy chicken, made from scratch buttermilk biscuits, and all the fixings to feed your crew faster than you can say touchdown. Let Bojangles do the cooking. Order your tailgate today. It's bow time.
Premier portable buildings and trailers are right in your backyard. Looking to gain space in your home, a shed is a great way to make room. And if you need to transport your gear, we have a trailer to meet your needs. With 2 locations to serve you, Sheds of Spartanburg and Sheds of Welford. Visit shedsofspartanburg.com or shedsofwelford.com where you can view our entire inventory of sheds and trailers. Call today, 864-652-1660, or visit 1470 Boiling Springs Road, Spartanburg, or 321 Spartanburg Highway, Welford today.
Hello, sports fans. This is Bozy Boggs of the Boggs Law Firm, located in Greenville, South Carolina, but serving the upstate for over 20 years. We've always been happy to be long-term sponsors of the Mickey Plyler Show, WCCP, and just thank all the listeners who have used our firm in the past. And anyone who has a legal question in the future, don't hesitate to call us at 233-8066 or find us on the web at www.boggslawfirm.com. No case is too big or small, and I'd be happy to talk to you personally about your situation. And if I can't help you, I'll find someone that does.
If your loved one is no longer comfortable living in their own home due to memory loss or aging, Dominion Senior Living is here to help. At Dominion, outstanding physical, emotional, and spiritual care is the standard. The community offers a modern, comfortable place to call home while providing personalized care to meet specific needs. Honoring God through service to seniors, Dominion Senior Living promotes vitality with support when needed. Visit DominionSeniorLiving.com for more information.
Poor indoor air quality can significantly decrease your quality of life through experiencing sinus infections, allergies, respiratory issues, and headaches. An easy-to-install device called UV Photomax uses purifying blue light to zap bacteria, mold, and viruses before they enter your home's air vents. Purify the air your family breathes and help protect them from mold, bacteria, and viruses with the UV Photomax from Estes Heating and Air. Serving Oconee, Pickens, Greenville, and surrounding areas. Visit ESTESHeatingAir.com today for more information.
All over Greenville, people are asking, what's a Vermeer? Well, Vermeer is one of Greenville's newest corporate citizens. The company builds vacuum excavation equipment that's changing underground utility construction. Vermeer machines are leading the way in soft dig trenchless innovation, enabling the exposure of underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods. Get the scoop at Vermeer.com/dig.
Your food is best when you know where it comes from. AMPM Farms offers beef raised here in the upstate, along with 70 vendors featuring raw milk, farm and dairy products, and more. Weekly wild game and burger flights, AMPM Farms is providing your family the very best. Plan your next meal, cookout, or tailgate with AMPM Farms. 1907 Lawrence Road in Greenville and Travelers Rest, 164 South Main and Fountain Inn, 3085 Allen Bridge Road. Online, AMPMFarmsButcheryAndMarket.com.
Contractors, we know what it takes to build something great. Long days, hard work, and the right materials. At Harbin Lumber Company, we're here to make sure you've got everything you need to get the job done. Since 1917, we've been your trusted partner in building dreams. from framing lumber to finished materials. When you work with Harbin, you're not just getting quality supplies, you're getting a team that's got your back. Visit one of our local lumber yards today and let's build dreams together.
The Mickey Filer Show. Experience and a name you can trust. Or whatever else those news anchor promos use. On 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar, where every day is game day.
TopDressing.com, 888-850-1850, 888-850-1850. Let them rescue your fescue. There's a guarantee. So few things in life are guaranteed. I did this the other day. So I'm trying to get a part for carburetor for my lawnmower. Sam, I'm trying to fix my own lawnmower, and I've never done anything like this before. The part hadn't even shipped yet. Like, that's hard. I went to get a frame. I told you my wife got more degrees than a thermometer. So I went to this place that she got one of her degrees framed at, and I've got to get two more framed. Again, we don't have any wall space, all these degrees my wife has now. The lady's not there. She's not there at 11 to 7. My kid goes to this camp this summer. If we got something there, oh, they're not there. They're just there Thursdays and Fridays from 11 to 2 or something. I'm like, it's so hard to do anything. Well, and then there's no guarantee for anything. It's not hard to do Top Dressing. You go on their website, see what they do. You call them up, 888-850-1850. They're going to come out. Wes is going to be so detail-oriented and meticulous about your yard, and it's going to be clean when they leave it, and you're going to see immediate results. You're going to see long-term results and a guarantee that you'll be satisfied with it. Call them today, 888-850-1850, 888-850-1850, topdressing.com. Sam, we don't have time to get what I want to devote to this today. I've got Dr. Martin at 725. We got two segments now. Dr. Martin, one open phone line segment, and all guests in the third hour. Dane talking Georgia and Alabama, and Andrew talking Ryder Cup. But I didn't want to kind of introduce this because you missed the first 6 hours of the week. And the 6 hours of the week were bashing Clemson. I did the 30 things wrong with it, and everybody's all over them, and rightfully so. And let me say, so I was thinking a long and hard, and I talked to several coaches and former coaches in the last two or three days to kind of put this thought together. And to be clear, let me preface what I'm about to say. There are problems on this football team that, A, won't get fixed in this season. There are problems on this football team that don't have anything to do with what I'm about to talk about. There's chemistry issues. There's staff issues. There's coaching issues. There's a lot in there. But what I'm going to talk about now is the big picture, because so many people, what I hear is people saying he has to change what he's doing, meaning Dabo, and he's got to go in the portal, and he's got to do that. And I don't disagree with all that. But I wrote this long piece, and I texted it to several football coaches and former football coaches. And almost every one of them got back with me, and the ones that got back with me totally agreed with what I'm saying right now. All right, so bear with me. But this is not easy, what we're asking him to do. What he has built for, is it 18 years? How many years? 17, 18 years here, whatever. What he has built, he has to tear down. And he takes so much pride in that. He built this culture based upon these guys being like his sons. He built this culture based upon till graduation do us part. And now the entire industry is only transactional. So it doesn't matter anymore about Paul Journey that he built and takes so much pride in. Now the only thing that matters is $700,000 is more than $600,000. And he's got to tear down everything over that he takes so much pride in. And that has to be this decision that if you don't do it, you don't win. Because, Sam, what we're talking about now is this is the NFL. And the NFL doesn't give a crap about religion. The NFL doesn't give a crap about Paul Journey. The NFL doesn't give a crap about graduation rates. The NFL doesn't give a crap about kids and families. They don't care about that. In the NFL, you play well, you get rewarded. You don't, you get cut. Now, you can still have those things, Paul Journeys, and have all that, but they aren't the differentiating factor that made this program. And that, yeah, there are still some Clemson kids, but they're fewer today than there ever has been. So now the transactional has replaced all of that. It's only performance now. The NFL didn't care about Clemson culture. The NFL didn't care about families. So in today's world, you got to go tell – here's what Dabo's got to get faced with. You got to go tell players like Keith Adams Jr., Ricardo Jones, or Tyler Venables, or Kay Denoff, or Tink Kelly, or Rob Billings, or Joe Wilkerson. You got to find 20 more like those guys. You got to go tell those guys, hey, man, you got to go find another place to play football. You got to say to somebody like Colin Green, hey, I know you're only 18 hours away from graduation, but we don't have any money for you here in NIL anymore. So you got to go to East Carolina if you want to make $100,000. You got to go. That's totally against everything he has built here for 18 years. Then you got to go give the starting safety at Maryland $500,000. You got to give the starting defense at Miami, Ohio $250,000. You got to give the running back at James Madison $400,000. And who cares if they ever graduate from your place? And who cares if you ever come back to support your program? So now, does Dabo tear all that down and play NFL football, or does he try to hang on and lose his way? Because he could go 8-4 and maybe raise some good young men. But for all those Clemson fans who love Clemson being different and the culture being different, you got to say, I want all that thrown away. And you got to admit that we're no different than anybody else, that our $700,000 is the same as Oklahoma's $700,000. And what that also means is, now you can still have the facades up with those things, but those aren't the differentiating factors anymore. And Sam, what you got to admit is that, you know, you gave Georgia such a hard time for the graduation rates, but now what you're saying is, that's all we are. We just want to be like them. We don't care about graduation anymore. Go get all your speeding tickets. It doesn't matter anymore. Because you're only them now. You drop to their level now. The very thing you've despised is now being taken away from college football. And that's what he's got to tear down. So if you want to win, then be ready to give all that up. All your culture up. All the Paul Journey stuff and anything you say differentiates all of that. You play by the new rules, and you're nothing more than anybody else. Ahmad Hardy just crushed South Carolina's soul on Saturday night. Now, he chose Missouri due to their $500,000. He never mentioned Missouri's culture is different. He didn't mention how, oh, Missouri is just different here. That's gone. In the NFL, no player ever leaves the Packers to go to the Broncos and says, oh, I like the Broncos' culture better. You know what he likes better? He likes their stinking money. So that, as fans, is that what you want? Because that's what you're asking for. He's got to make all these changes. He's got to do all this. Can Dabo do that? Can he tear it down, what he's built? It seemed like an easy decision. You want to win. It's depressing to say that college football has ruined Clemson football. But this idea that, oh, this is easy. Oh, he just go tear it away. What he built for 18 years? Now that's it. Now let's go play NFL football. When you produce, we're going to pay you a lot of money. When you don't produce, we're going to cut you. You're gone. That's what we're up against now. Thoughts, Sam?
I mean, I have a million on the general trajectory of the program under the current philosophy and how much I would like it to be a high-level trajectory if they continue doing things the way they have done them, at least culturally, if that's the word we're using. But yeah, I mean, you got to adapt. I'm going to just call it adapting because that's the easiest way to summarize it. It's not an adaptation I necessarily want. I like the fact that we've done the NIL thing a million times. I don't need to do that. We've done all that. I like the fact that players can earn money and such and have an opportunity to do all that. But it does affect the way Dabo wants to do things, and it will be a situation where he has to completely shift his mindset on things that work. Maybe if it's 700,000 versus 700,000, the Clemson culture still wins. If it's a 50-50 choice and the choice is between a team that doesn't have what they've built here over the last however many years, yeah, they'll probably still win that. But no, they're going to have to go out and they're going to have to
overpay for guys the same way everybody does. And they're going to have to do the same things that everybody is doing and throw away a lot of the philosophies that have gotten them.
And as a fan, you got to be real to say it anymore. We're not any different than anybody else. There is no such thing. Man, Clemson's just different. You know, it's just family. This is different. The culture's there. They're Paul Journey there. As a fan, that's gone. You can't do that anymore.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, if you want to win, you got to do stuff that it takes to win. And right now, it takes paying
a lot
of people money and doing all that to win.
Well, you see, like for him, like for 18 years is what you built. Now you got to go, all right, all that I built, I got that's gone. I got to tear it down. That's hard, man. That ain't easy.
It's very hard, and this is a completely different segment, and it raises the question, and the texter just asked it to you. Does he do that?
I don't know. My wife is in education, and I posed this question to her last night. What if you're the superintendent or you're the principal or you're the leader of a school and you do something for 18 years your way, and then all of a sudden they come in and go, oh, yeah, by the way, what you built, we ain't doing that anymore. You're going to do it our way, and you don't believe in that way. Can you do it? There's salespeople out there right now that said, I've always sold on this premise and always handled business this way, and now I built my whole reputation around this thing, and now all of a sudden they're going to say, I got to do it a different way. Can you do it? We'll see. Interesting stuff. Let's take a break. One open phone line segment. I'd love to hear from you. Then three guests in four segments. A lot to do. Hour number two when you return after this.